Track 4.10.
You're very quiet, Jane. What are you reading? Anything interesting?
Yeah, it's an article about Will Gadd and Sarah Hunican, who climbed up Niagara Falls in January 2015.
What? How do you climb up a waterfall?
It was frozen. There are some amazing pictures on the website. Here, look.
Wow, they're cool.
Apparently 15 people have gone down the falls in a barrel, but Will and Sarah are the first to climb up it.
Did they survive?
Who? Will and Sarah?
No, the people who went down the waterfall in a barrel.
Not all. 5 of them died.
Oh.
The first attempt was in 1901. She was a 63-year-old school teacher called Annie Taylor. She survived, but she did say that no one should do that ever again.
I'd go along with that. You'd be mad to throw yourself over a waterfall in a barrel.
The way I see it, you've got to live a bit dangerously. You've got to try things.
You're not thinking of doing something crazy, are you?
No, of course not. But I think Will and Sarah have done something amazing. They've climbed a 45-metre-high frozen waterfall.
OK, point taken. That's a pretty cool achievement.
To come up with an idea like that, then to plan it and organise it, then to actually do it, that's awesome.
True. However, I still think you have to be a little crazy to do something like that.
That's not how I see it. I think they're incredibly brave. They're very experienced ice climbers. They knew what they were doing.
I don't accept that. I mean, listen to this. It says here that the ice was very unstable and that there was 150,000 tonnes of water flowing over the top every minute at speeds of nearly 100 kilometres per hour. It made the ice wall shake and it was very hard to hold on. That doesn't sound good. Anyway, how long did it take them to do the climb?
It took Will about an hour, but it took Sarah a lot longer. I'm surprised they got permission from the authorities in the first place.
I hadn't thought of that. How long did it take to get permission?
It took them a year.
Well, to my mind, the best thing about it is getting to see these beautiful photographs of the ice falls.
Yes, I suppose you're right. It's great that we get to share the view with Will and Sarah.